Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, Winnetka's own Christine Ebersol co-stars in the CBS TV sitcom Bob Hart's Abishola, which just kicked off its fourth season. She recently played Estelle in the award-winning Netflix series The Kominsky Method, in addition to American Horror Story, Blue Bloods, and also played the role of Lucille Dolittle in the Oscar-nominated film Licorice Pizza. She's won 2 Tony Awards, appearing in 20 Broadway and off-Broadway productions. Her new album is After the Ball, and to talk about it all is Christine Ebersol. Welcome in, Christine.
Hi.
Welcome into Winnetka, New Trier High School. How often are you back? How often are you back here?
I was back in July. It was nice to I was with my sister-in-law, and we took like a tour of, you know, memories past.
Oh, that's cool.
And it was really great. Yeah, we went by New Trier East and Trier West and the schools and the neighborhood and the town, and it was really beautiful.
I want to jump in and talk a little bit about the new album, After the Ball. It's a new album, but singing and performing on stage is not new for you. And I read that you had like a club act when you were like 19 years old.
My very first club act, not a club act, I sang in clubs when I was 20. And I was at the American Academy of Dramatic Arts, because I moved to New York when I was 20 years old.
Gotcha.
And so that was really the first time that I ever performed in nightclubs. I got together with the guy, Marty Henney, who was the, he played the piano in the movement class. Mm. And we got together and we started talking. And so we just, decided to do that. And so I did it.
Very, very cool.
But then when I did my first club act that was at Ted Hook's On Stage, that was when I was doing Camelot with Richard Burton. So that was in 1980, so I was 27.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, I was going to say, this, you're no stranger to this. And I know this album for you really was kind of a, there was a lot of memories in the songs that you chose. They're very specific, like Jerome Kern and Johnny Mercer's I'm Old Fashioned, The Way You Look Tonight, Johnny Mercer's Autumn Leaves, Joni Mitchell's Little Green, like, you know, American classics, but all these songs have a special meaning to you, your family, your life, personally.
Yeah, they do. It's really about when the kids grow up and we grow old. It's just that kind of, and how do we keep going, you know, when the party's over? You know what I mean? It's like when they're growing up and there's so much excitement and so much going on. And then there's the quiet of, you know, after the ball.
Right.
That
right.
It's like, oh, okay, what do I do now?
Yeah, yeah. How did you, like, what was the concept? Like, how did you come up with the concept for this album? Like, that's how you wanted this to flow?
Well, it happened in real life. So that was the inspiration, really, behind it. Happened in real life. 3 children, and they all left the nest, you know?
Yeah. You've done Broadway television. Is music the guilty pleasure for you? Is that the escape from everything else? Is that, you know, is that your one true love as far as performing?
Yeah, I don't know if it's a guilty pleasure, but it's more sort of my heart.
Gotcha.
I mean, not that my heart's not in the other, but this is like the center of my heart.
Yeah, okay. That's fair. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I want to throw it back a little bit. You know, it's the 45th season coming up of Saturday Night Live this year. And, you know, you said you moved to New York when you were 20. You were a cast member with Tim Kazurinsky, who's a friend of mine here, still living in Chicago, Eddie Murphy. Yeah, Joe Piscopo, Brian Del Murray. You co-anchored Weekend Update. That must have been a pretty surreal experience because that show was still, you know, fairly fresh.
Yeah. It was, I felt like I was, thrown into the deep end. I mean, I know how to swim, but but I had just come off the road doing Camelot with Richard Burton and Richard Harris and was thrown into this arena that I wasn't really familiar with, you know?
Yeah, it was live performance. So, I mean, obviously Broadway, that's all about
well,
that.
Like, and, no, not live performance. It was a lot of, you know, sketches and improv. And
yeah, yeah.
The people that were involved in it were all from, you know, like stand-up or
Second City.
You know, Second City, yeah. Exactly. So yeah. It was a very different genre, you know.
And I was looking
at... I felt like the best way that I could really contribute to it was through the music. Tom Malone, who was the head of the SNL band, and Dick Ebersole, that's really why he hired me, was because I could sing.
The music side.
And he wanted to add that. Yeah, he wanted to add that to the program, you know, kind of thing. So, you know, I think it was the third episode where I sang Single Bars and Single Women, which was a serious number in the show.
Yeah.
And apparently the phone just lit up like crazy, and Dolly Parton ended up recording it.
That's wild. That is wild. Yeah. And a really wild concept to do that. But, you know, Dick Ebersole, no relation, had a different vision for the show.
I did. I think he wanted to, like, you know, add some layers to it, you know, add some texture to it.
And that's
why I got hired.
And you had to do something after those 5 years with the original Not Ready for Primetime Players. You had to deliver something different. And I was looking at the hosts of musical guests over the years, like, that you were there, like Rod Stewart, Bill Murray, John Madden, John Mellencamp, Luther Vandross, Hall & Oates, Elton John, Johnny Cash, Olivia Newton-John, Danny DeVito, like crazy lineup of people in one season when you think about that now, right?
Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
Just to have those names recalled, it's like, wow.
Right?
That was very heady. Yeah.
Very heady. It was also a time, I think, that season, during that season, that John Belushi passed away.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I had just seen him at a party when I was doing Saturday Night Live. I'd just seen him at a party at
yeah,
I think Michael O'Donoghue's apartment.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, original cast member Bill Murray performed and so forth. Your first movie was Tootsie, which was nominated for 10 Academy Awards, including Best Picture, not bad for first. And you've had such a great run in the movies and on and off Broadway, you know, two Tonys. But there is something different about performing on stage. You're talking a little bit about Camelot. Like, it seems like you've always gone back to the stage, no matter what you've done on television and the movies. It just seems like Broadway keeps pulling you back a little bit, back on stage.
Well, those are my roots.
Yeah.
You know, that's where I began. You know, I was a waitress at the Lion's Rock and then got a Broadway show. And it was a play.
Wow.
It wasn't even a musical. It was a play.
Yeah.
And I was also, you know, singing in nightclubs at the time, too, when I was waiting tables. So.
And that's what you do in New York, right? I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
You wait tables, you do clubs, and you're on Broadway.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And now, you know, I mean, glorious career. And now 4 seasons in, you've been co-starring in Bob Hart's Abishola. And it's a very funny show. It's a very interesting, unique, engaging storyline that comes from Chuck Lorre, who did 2 1/2 Men, Big Bang Theory, Mike and Molly, mm-hmm. Kaminsky Method. I mean, it's a really funny show.
Oh, good. I think so, too. You know, I'm glad you like it. I mean, it's such an amazing cast. That's the thing I think that really makes it for me. It's just such a pleasure to go to work every single day. And I just love everybody in the show, on stage and off. I mean, it's such an amazing group. So I feel really blessed to be a part of it.
Yeah, I mean, you've done
stage in my life, you know.
Well, you know, you've done series television before, but I mean, this is big. I mean, you know, once you know, Chuck Lorre's got a magic touch on his sitcoms,
and
to play this role and be in a series like this, you know, and you say in this stage, you know, you're not that old for God's sake, but I mean, like, this is really cool.
You know, I mean, I think most of it's behind, you know.
But it's cool to be in the series.
You never know.
Yeah. But being on stage and working in a regular sitcom, and it must have felt great, like, you know, after the long summer break, to go back and get back on stage and see all these people again.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, gosh, yes. Amazing, you know. And we also were shooting during the pandemic.
Right.
So, you know, I just felt so blessed to be a part of this, that it just kept going in spite of everything that was happening in the world. Oh my gosh. So,
well, what was really funny, one of the other folks on the show, Vernie Watson, it took me a while to figure out who she was. Like, I kept looking at her face going, God, she's been on something before.
Oh, my gosh. She's ubiquitous. She's everywhere.
She's everywhere. Like, I finally, like, caught her name in the credits, and I'm like, oh, God, Welcome Back, Cotter, Fresh Prince,
oh, yeah.
Big Bang.
Wow.
Yeah. It's very funny that people come full circle.
And she still works on General Hospital.
That's wild. Wow.
While she's doing the show. Yeah.
Wow.
And she teaches.
Yeah. You know what? You got to keep moving. Got to keep moving. So now the new album, are you touring with the new album? Is that something that your goal is maybe once the season's over and so forth is getting out on the road or maybe kind of figuring that out in between?
Well, I'm not sure, but, you know, it's not, I don't really have, I'm not really able to do that while I'm doing the show.
Right.
So, yeah, we're still figuring that out.
Very cool. Very, very cool. Christine Ebersole, watch her on Bob Hart's Abishola now in its fourth season, Monday nights at 7:30 Central on CBS. And Christine's new album is After the Ball. Christine, thank you. And I hope to see you perform the new album in Chicago and come back more often, will you?
Oh, absolutely. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much. All right, Christine Ebersole. All right, Winnetka's own Christine Ebersole co-stars in the CBS TV sitcom Bob Hart's Abishola, which just kicked off its fourth season. She recently played Estelle in the award-winning Netflix series The Kominsky Method, in addition to American Horror Story, Blue Bloods, and also played the role of Lucille Dolittle in the Oscar-nominated film Licorice Pizza. She's won 2 Tony Awards, appearing in 20 Broadway and off-Broadway productions. Her new album is After the Ball, and to talk about it all is Christine Ebersole. Welcome in, Christine.
Hi.
Welcome in.
Hi, Dave.
Winnetka, New Trier High School. How often are you back? How often are you back here?
I was back in July. It was nice to I was with my sister-in-law, and we took like a tour of, you know, memories past.
Oh, that's cool.
And it was really great. Yeah, we went by New Trier East and West and the schools and the neighborhood and the town, and it was really beautiful.
I want to jump in and talk a little bit about the new album, After the Ball. It's a new album, but singing and performing on stage is not new for you. You know, I read that you had like a club act when you were like 19 years old.
My very first club act, not a club act, I sang in clubs when I was 20, and I was at the American Academy of Dramatic Arts because I moved to New York when I was 20 years old.
Gotcha.
And so that was really the first time that I ever performed in nightclubs. I got together with the guy, Marty Henney, who was he played the piano in the movement class. Mm. And we got together and we started talking. And so we just, decided to do that. And so I did it.
Very, very cool.
But then when I did my first club act that was at Ted Hook's On Stage, that was when I was doing Camelot with Richard Burton. So that was in 1980, so I was 27.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, I was going to say, this, you're no stranger to this, and I know this album for you really was kind of a... there was a lot of memories in the songs that you chose. They're very specific, like Jerome Kern and Johnny Mercer's I'm Old Fashioned, The Way You Look Tonight, Johnny Mercer's Autumn Leaves, Joni Mitchell's Little Green, like, you know, American classics, but all these songs have a special meaning to you, your family, your life personally.
Yeah, they do. It's really about when the kids grow up and we grow old, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that kind of, and how do we keep going, you know, when the party's over? I mean, you know what I mean? It's like when they're growing up and there's so much excitement and so much going on. And then there's the quiet of, you know, after the ball.
Right.
That
right.
It's like, oh, okay, what do I do now?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
How did you, like, what was the concept? Like, how did you come up with the concept for this album? Like, that's how you wanted this to flow?
Well, it happened in real life. So that was the inspiration, really, behind it. Happened in real life. 3 children, and they all left the nest. You know?
Yeah. I mean, you've done Broadway television. Is music the guilty pleasure for you? Is that the escape from everything else? Is that, you know, is that your one true love as far as performing?
Yeah, I don't know if it's a guilty pleasure, but it's more sort of my heart.
Gotcha.
I mean, not that my heart's not in the other, but this is like the center of my heart.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I want to throw it back a little bit. You know, it's the 45th season coming up of Saturday Night Live this year. And, you know, you said you moved to New York when you were 20. You were a cast mm-hmm. member with Tim Kazurinsky, who's a friend of mine here, still living in Chicago, Eddie Murphy. Yeah, Joe Piscopo, Brian Del Murray. You know, you co-anchored Weekend Update. That must have been a pretty surreal experience because that show was still, you know, fairly fresh.
Yeah. I mean, it was, I felt like I was, you know, not, I mean, thrown into the deep end. I mean, I know how to swim, but I was, but I had just come off the road doing Camelot with Richard Burton and Richard Harris and was thrown into this arena that I wasn't really familiar with, you know?
Yeah, it was live performance. So, I mean, obviously Broadway, that's all about
well,
that.
But no, not live performance. It was a lot of, you know, sketches and improv. And
yeah, yeah.
The people that were involved in it were all from, you know, like stand-up or
Second City.
You know, Second City, yeah. Exactly. So yeah. It was a very different genre, you know.
And I was looking
so
at...
I felt like the best way that I could really contribute to it was through the music. Tom Malone, who was the head of the SNL band, and Dick Ebersole, that's really why he hired me, was because I could sing.
The music side.
And he wanted to add that. Yeah, he wanted to add that to the program, you know, kind of thing. So, you know, I think it was the third episode where I sang Single Bars and Single Women, which was a serious number in the show.
Yeah.
And apparently the phone just lit up like crazy and Dolly Parton ended up recording it.
That's wild. That is wild. Yeah. And a really wild concept to do that. But, you know, Dick Ebersole, no relation, had a different vision for the show.
I did. I think he wanted to, like, you know, add some layers to it, you know, add some texture to it.
And
why I got hired.
And you had to do something after those 5 years with the original Not Ready for Primetime Players. You had to deliver something different. And I was looking at the hosts and musical guests over the years, like, that you were there, like Rod Stewart, Bill Murray, John Madden, John Mellencamp, Luther Vandross, Hall & Oates, Elton John, Johnny Cash, Olivia Newton-John, Danny DeVito, like crazy lineup of people in one season when you think about that now, right?
Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
Just to have those names recalled, it's like, wow.
Right?
That was very heady. Yeah.
Very heady. It was also a time, I think, during that season, that John Belushi passed away.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I had just seen him at a party when I was doing Saturday Night Live. I'd just seen him at a party at I think Michael O'Donoghue's apartment.
Yeah. Yeah. And an original cast member, Bill Murray, performed and so forth. Your first movie was Tootsie, which was nominated for 10 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Not bad for first. And you've had such a great run in the movies and on and off Broadway, you know, two Tonys. But there is something different about performing on stage. You're talking a little bit about Camelot. Like, it seems like you've always gone back to the stage, no matter what you've done on television and the movies. It just seems like Broadway keeps pulling you back a little bit. Back on stage.
Well, those are my roots.
Yeah.
You know, that's where I began. You know, I was a waitress at the Lions Rock and then got a Broadway show. And
yeah,
it was a play.
Wow.
It wasn't even a musical. It was a play.
Yeah.
And I was also, you know, singing in nightclubs at the time, too, when I was waiting table. So.
And that's what you do in New York. Right? I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
You wait tables, you do clubs, and you're on Broadway.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And now, you know, I mean, you know, glorious career. And now, 4 seasons in, you've been co-starring in Bob Hart's Abishola. And it's a very funny show. It's a very interesting, unique, engaging storyline that comes from Chuck Lorre, who did 2 and a Half Men, Big Bang Theory, Mike and Molly, mm-hmm. Kaminsky Method. I mean, it's a really funny show.
Oh, good. I think so, too. You know, I'm glad you like it. I mean, it's such an amazing cast. That's the thing I think that really makes it for me. it's just such a pleasure to go to work every single day. And I just love everybody in the show, on stage and off. I mean, it's such an amazing group. So I feel really blessed to be a part of it.
Yeah, I mean, you've done
stage in my life, you know.
Well, you know, you've done serious television before, but I mean, this is big. I mean, you know, once you know, Chuck Lorre's got a magic touch on his sitcoms,
and
yeah, and to play this role and be in a series like this, you know, and you say in this stage, you know, you're not that old, for God's sake. But I mean, like, this is really cool.
You know, I mean, I think it's most of it's behind, you know.
But it's cool to be in this series. You never know. Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah. But being on stage and working in a regular sitcom, and it must have felt great, like, you know, after the long summer break, to go back and get back on stage and see all these people again.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, gosh, yes. Amazing, you know, and we also were shooting during the pandemic.
Right.
So, you know, I just felt so blessed to be a part of this, that it just kept going in spite of everything that was happening in the world. Oh my gosh. So,
well, what was really funny,
very blessed.
One of the other folks on the show, Vernie Watson, it took me a while to figure out who she was. Like, I kept looking at her face going, God, she's been on something before.
Oh my gosh. She's ubiquitous. She's everywhere.
She's everywhere. Like, I finally like caught her name in the credits, and then I'm like, oh God, welcome back, Cotter, Fresh Prince,
oh, yeah.
Big Bang.
Wow.
Yeah. It's very funny that people come full circle.
And she still works on General Hospital.
That's wild. Wow.
While she's doing the show. Yeah.
Wow.
And she teaches.
Yeah. You know what? You got to keep moving. Got to keep moving. So now the new album, are you touring with the new album? Is that something that your goal is, maybe once the season's over and so forth, is getting out on the road, or maybe kind of figuring that out in between?
Well, I'm not sure, but, you know, it's not, I don't really have, I'm not really able to do that while I'm doing the show.
Right, right. Know? Right.
So, yeah, we're still figuring that out.
Very cool. Very, very cool. Christine Ebersole, watch her on Bob Hart's Abishola now in its fourth season, Monday nights at 7:30 Central on CBS. And Christine's new album is After the Ball. Christine, thank you. And I hope to see you perform the new album in Chicago and come back more often, will you?
Oh, absolutely. Thanks so much.
All right, Christine Ebersole.